Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. Wake up.
Y94.
Mark and Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. Zero Rat with guest host Siri on the show today. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:21 in the morning and 63 degrees in Fargo. Certainly text throughout the morning to 35270. Hop on that Playhouse Facebook page. I would be certainly curious to, as you develop an opinion on Siri, to know what you think. And then we won't show her these. So if you're like, ew, we will not let you see that.
Get that girl off there now.
But so far, all very positive for you, if you were wondering.
Sweet.
Now, Siri, that is your actual name.
Yes.
I have for you, because a lot of people in the radio industry have like kind of fraudulent names. Imagine it's stage
fraudulent
names. Like, obviously, my name's not Zero. He's not Rat.
Really?
I have for you the perfect last name. Have you considered the last name Isley?
Isley?
So you could be Siri Isley.
Oh, that's funny.
You don't seem very amused at all.
Nope.
Oh, that's fine. You don't want to be Siri Isley? That's like a good last name. Siri.
That's terrible. You Isley. Know, I've heard that before. That's one of those, just like with the iPhone comments, that is one of those catchphrases that people say all the time. They're like, seriously? Are you serious?
Seriously?
Have you ever gone to the World Series?
Seriously?
Like cereal?
You're really resentful of your name.
I love my name. It's life that messed it up for me.
It's other people.
So for you, Siri, and then for really the whole Playhouse family, because we haven't done this segment in a long time, let me kind of explain how this one works. Now, we used to do a segment pretty regularly, and it kind of got retired because, well, frankly, people stopped submitting for it. But it was called Dump 'em or Date 'em. And the idea of Dump 'em or Date 'em is you're on the verge of, like, this relationship where you're not sure, is this thing a deal breaker and do I just walk away or do I just persevere, put up with this thing, and move forward in dating this person? And I think part of why the segment didn't really work is there's only so many moments in a relationship where you're like, this one thing's bothering me. But Amber has such a thing, and that's why I wanted to have her on the show today. So as you listen to her story, Playhouse Family, and then Siri, you too, do you think that this is something she should tolerate, date him, or do you think she should dump him? Got it?
I got it.
All right, Amber, kind of what is the situation with this guy you've been seeing?
Okay, well, he's a totally nice guy. He's cute. He has a good job. Totally seems normal enough, but we've gone on 5 dates. And at the end of the 5th date, I went to his house, and he has a dinosaur collection.
How does one go about collecting an extinct animal?
Well, obviously, it's not, like, actual dinosaurs, but he literally has, like action figures, toys, stuffed animals, posters. I mean, pretty much anything you can think of, if it has a dinosaur on it, he has it.
Is he like a paleontologist or something?
No. See, that would actually make sense. Of course he's not a paleontologist. No, see, that would actually make sense. He's actually an IT guy. Nothing to do with dinosaurs whatsoever. He fixes computers. Like, it's crazy. Our mutual friend set us up thinking that he would be like a good change of pace for me, which he totally is. Everything else about him is amazing. But the whole weird obsession with dinosaurs, I don't know. It just freaks me out. So I don't know if I should dump him or date him.
So is it basically just dinosaur toys then, or what?
It's all kinds of stuff. It's toys, stuffed animals. He has, like, some plastic bones and, like, this real, like, the skull thing that he insists is, like, an actual dinosaur skull. And then he has this egg that's in a jar that I guess is, like, from the Jurassic Park movie. It's like a movie prop. I don't know. It's really weird. I never imagined myself with someone who could, like, be into that kind of stuff. And I want to know if I'm crazy or if that would be, like, a deal breaker for other women, too.
Gotcha. Well, I want to play a song, but then certainly let's solicit for this. Do you think she should dump him or date him? 237 hits. You can text 35270. A fairly normal guy, average attractiveness, but he collects all that is dinosaurs. Could you date a guy that had, like, a room full of dinosaur toys? 237 hits. This is the Jurassic Park music, BTW. Really not very catchy tune.
Not really.
I was expecting more from that. Oh, God.
Sounds like a lullaby.
Let's play the Sherloid song.
Don't stop, turn that up, take, get higher.
The Morning Playhouse.
Turn that up.
Y94.
Oh, I barely don't care.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. The segment is called Dump Him or Date Him. So we have her situation here from Amber, and you decide, you vote, do you think she should dump him or date him? And really what she's just looking for is, what would other people do to kind of decide how she should move forward? If you miss what's going on with this guy she's been seeing, here's a 60-second recap.
Totally nice guy. He's cute. He has a good job. Totally seemed normal enough, but we've gone on 5 dates. And at the end of the 5th date, I went to his house, and he has a dinosaur collection.
How does one go about collecting an extinct animal?
Well, obviously it's not like actual dinosaurs, but he literally has like action figures, toys, stuffed animals, posters. I mean, pretty much anything you can think of if it has a dinosaur on it, he has it.
Is he like a paleontologist or something?
No, see, that would actually make sense. Of course he's not a paleontologist. No, see, that would actually make sense. He's actually an IT guy. Nothing to do with dinosaurs whatsoever.
So is it basically just dinosaur toys then, or what?
It's all kinds of stuff. It's toys, stuffed animals. He has, like, some plastic bones and, like, this real, like, the skull thing that he insists is, like, an actual dinosaur skull. And then he has this egg that's in a jar that I guess is, like, from the Jurassic Park movie. It's like a movie prop. I don't know. It's really weird. I never imagined myself with someone who could, like, be into that kind of stuff. And I want to know if I'm crazy or if that would be, like, a deal breaker for other women, too.
Dump him or date him with Amber. He has a collection of dinosaurs edition. For you, Siri, our temporary Maggie guest host, Love Dr. Med student of the day. Yeah. For you, dump him or date him.
For me, I would dump him, not because I think there's anything wrong with his interest in dinosaurs, but because that's not my same interest, and I see where she's a little bit off-put by it. Like, I think everybody has somebody that they're interested in and they share those same interests with. Like, some people are into cosplay, okay? Both people are into cosplay. I have a friend of mine that, you know, the couple both like to do that kind of the convention, all that jazz. The problem is that if this is going to continue to be an issue for her and she's going to make him change who he is, then I think there might be an issue there. I don't think that's okay.
For my own knowledge, and actually just because I want to hear you explain it, what is cosplay?
Cosplay, it's where you, it sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to hear your explanation.
Like you go to the conventions and you wear your little costumes of like your superheroes and comics and all that jazz.
Are you into that?
I would if I had time. Okay. I did dress up one Halloween as like a Batman character.
Okay.
Nope. I don't know how much more of this story I want to relate.
No, I just kind of wanted to see your explanation. Dump him or date him. Guy collects dinosaur action figures. What you thinking?
Yeah, okay, now I can hear you. I wanted to comment on the guy with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I collect dinosaurs, so screw that. I have 2 dinosaur tattoos and I'm 26.
So for you, you're like, forget that. That's like totally normal and I love dinosaurs. Let me date him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, nothing else. Maybe we just got to get his phone number for you.
Exactly. We need to hook those two up.
Let me take care of that. Rat as far as text at 35270. What are we seeing?
So many different ones. Date him. Seriously, what's the difference between collecting dinosaurs and guys collecting cars? Just mean he isn't your average guy, just like everybody else. Somebody else is just a harmless collection. Maybe talk to him first. See what the obsession is all about. Dump him. It seems like he has a lot of passion for it. And if you don't share interest in it, it'll be more than likely cause problems for you later. Somebody else says, she's crazy. I have an obsession with Dragon Ball Z, and my girlfriend knew about it before we started dating. Also, dump him. Deal breaker. He needs to grow up. Welcome to adulthood, buddy.
I noticed you, like, nodding and cheering one of those text messages. Was that kind of just because it echoes exactly how you're feeling kind
of
thing?
Well, I mean, again, if they don't share the same interests, I mean, why are you going to try and force something or force him to change? Or are you going to sit there in, you know, being upset about it? It's just, I think she's missing out on a great guy, but that's her own feelings about it.
It occurs to me, and I like to tie back a lot of things that are happening here to things I've seen on TV. Friends.
Because TV is like reality.
TV is reality. Friends. Look at Ross and Rachel, one of the greatest TV couples of all time. Ross, he is a paleontologist, loves him some dinosaurs. As I recall, his apartment was decorated with all kinds of bones and crap. Rachel, into fashion. Two worlds that you wouldn't expect to overlap, but it works so perfect on television, strikes me as the same could happen in real life.
Eventually it did, but you remember, they went back and forth forever, so maybe that's what's going to happen with these two.
We were on a break! We were on a break! Dump them or date them, guys obsessed with dinosaurs.
I'll definitely date them. I dated a techie, and now I'm married to him, and he's like, best thing ever that's ever happened. There's nothing wrong.
And while you might not necessarily be a, I think you said Trekkie, I think that's what I heard, he is, and the relationship, it flourishes, it works, and you found true tender romance. It works.
Until he says something like, let's go to the bedroom, Lieutenant O'Hara.
Beam me ups.
Really, guys?
Scotty. Yeah. Hey, well, that's kind of what we do. See, if you were to stay permanently in this chair, if you wanted to, and it goes well, you would be like the moral compass. So when Ryder, I say stupid things like that, you then dive in and do what you just did and you judge.
Well,
and
like,
shake your finger.
Again, I don't think we have to worry if you guys have hidden ovaries like we were worried about before. That's
no, there
just,
is none.
There's not, clearly.
No. Rat, if you were kind of doing some math there, what are you seeing? Are more people saying dump them or date them?
Overall, there's quite a few datums, I think, by probably about 75%. There's a few more dump-ems that have shown up, but most people, I think a great point is, I would say you should ask him if he's willing to cut down on his dinos, give him a chance. Don't just cut him off at the knees. I just got dumped without a chance to fix it. Amber, if you like him, give him the chance. Also, does he talk about dinosaurs a lot in conversation? If he still seems like a normal guy in how he acts and converses, date him. Maybe decorating with dinosaur stuff to him is like women who have the phrase live, laugh, love plastered over everything they own.
Very true.
Yeah.
You don't have that crap in your apartment, do you?
No, I don't.
Thank goodness. Is that, you're not like, that's my saying I live by, live, laugh, love.
No, I don't live by that saying, but I have my own quirks and weird things. So that's why I say, like, yes, he's a great guy and she'd be missing out on that, but also he deserves somebody that's going to appreciate him for all of him.
So most people are saying date him?
Yes, yeah. Overall. And a great point, somebody else said, you know what? You didn't know about this dinosaur obsession until the fifth date, so clearly he's not talking about
it
all the time.
Bastille, Pompeii in a couple of minutes, and after that, mostly because I want to see how you do with it, Siri, a round of I Knew It Was Over When next on The Morning Playhouse.
The Playhouse in the morning. So wake me up. Yeah. We wake up. Wake up, you gotta get up. Y94.